horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-oh, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Up the trail! I'll Silver! Hooray!
The war between the states had ended, but for many weeks, Jack Ingram was kept in uniform before he finally was mustered out. Then he lost no time in getting home. By rail and stagecoach, he made the long trip from Washington, finally arriving in the Texas town called Andersonville.
Oh, ho, boy! Ho there! Ho! Ho, boy! Ho! Here's Andersonville.
How many passengers, Joe?
Just one, Jack Ingram. He's come back.
Hi there, Jack. It's good to see you home again.
Hello, Pete.
There's the mail. Throw it out. You got any other luggage, Jack?
Nope. I'm traveling light.
Hi there, Jack. We heard you was tucked prisoner. By ginger, them wandering varmints. If I'd only been younger.
Get out of the way. I got to see my boy. Jack! Never, Jack, welcome home.
Dad, oh, golly, it's swell to see you.
Come on, don't waste no time around here. Don't waste a second. We got to get home and let Mar see you. Give me that handbag out, Tootie.
Oh, I've got it, Dad.
I brought the buckboard. You can talk better on it than on saddle horses.
You're looking good, Dad.
That's a darn fib, and you know it. I don't look good, neither does any other cattleman. I'm worried plumb sick. Well, get yourself aboard there. We'll talk while we ride.
Okay. I'll handle the reins.
Yeah, fine. I reckon you know where to go. We still live in the same place.
Get up! Get up!
I was hoping you'd get home in time for the meeting.
What meeting?
Oh, some cattlemen are meeting at our house. Son, this part of Texas is in bad shape.
I heard about it. There's too much cattle, isn't there?
Yep.
I saw a lot of it from the stagecoach.
Most men were in the army during the war. We couldn't cull the cattle, couldn't ship it. Couldn't do a thing but leave them alone and let it increase.
Is the price away down?
Down. Son, there ain't a market at any price. You can't sell it $2 a head. Because a man that wants cattle can get it for nothing. It's running wild.
But there's a market in the north.
Sure. It's a fine market there. That's the point. If we had the longhorns up north, we'd be all right. We met and discussed it a lot of times. That's what we're meeting to talk about this evening.
Does anyone have a suggestion?
Well, there'll be a gent by the name of Gannon at this meeting. Tom Gannon. He's got an idea of some sort.
Huh? Where's he from?
Up somewhere in the northern part of the state. I don't know what his plan is, but I hear it's a good one. Well, slap up them horses, son. Your ma's baking some pie for you.
How?
The kind you like.
Get up! Get up!
Thank you.
You needn't scrape the plate, Jack. I'll get you another piece of pie. Oh, it's good to see you.
Jack, that pie will keep for an hour. Come on in and hear Mr. Gettner's idea.
All right, Dad, I'm coming. Do you know Mr. Gannon?
I saw him when he rode up. You know, I don't like his looks. He's too slick-looking. But go on, if Pa has to call you again, he'll be mad about it.
Well, sounds good to me. Gannon's got something.
That's a good idea. A fine suggestion.
Oh, here's Jack now. Hey, Jack, meet the cattlemen.
I know some of them.
That's Sam Barton.
Hello, Sam.
That's Joe Buckley. Hank Finner. Al Montgomery.
Hi.
Paul Wessel. Joe Burns. You know the rest. Sure. And this here is Tom Gannon.
Oh, how do you do, Gannon?
Well, I guess folks can be proud of the returned soldier, young man.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, Gannon's got a cracking fine idea, Jack.
Tell him what it is, Gannon.
Well, my idea's a simple
one. See that map there, Jack?
Sure.
Now, up here's a place where there's a fine market for cattle. The big problem is to get it there.
Well, let Gannon tell his idea, lad.
That's all right. Go ahead, Gannon.
Well, I too have cattle. My ranch is marked out here in the map, almost on a beeline between you people and the northern market.
Meaning we'd have to cross your land to get to the market, is that it?
Well, to the left of my land are these mountains. They make a cattle drive in that direction too difficult.
And to the right, the east?
Well, you can see how far around you'd have to go.
Sure, we're going to cross Gannon's land.
Now, the only reason there's a problem about crossing my ranches is the canyon. A bad canyon without a bridge.
Mm-hmm. According to this map, the canyon runs through your land.
That's right. I own both sides of the canyon. Now, if the canyon was bridged, your problem would be simple and our problem would be simple.
You see, Mr. Gannon has a lot of cattle on this side of the canyon and no way to get it north.
I'd build a bridge, but I can't afford it. It wouldn't be worthwhile for my few thousand head of cattle, but it would be worthwhile if there were enough cattle.
But why not all chip in and build a bridge?
You see, Jack's a good head. He put his finger on it right away.
That's a good scheme.
Sure, that's right.
I'm still dead set against it.
Oh, now, Hank, don't be stubborn.
Oh, you got no theory.
I got a right to my opinion, and I'm against it.
Where are you, Hank? What's wrong with Gannon's idea?
Gannon came all the way down here with that idea. He must have some darn good reason for being so generous about letting our longhorns cross his land.
You're right, Fenner. You're exactly right.
Yes, I thought so.
I have a selfish motive. I did come a long way to get you men to chip in on a bridge.
Why?
Because I, too, need a bridge. I have cattle south of the canyon. I want to sell it.
What else is back of your idea, Gannon?
Nothing else.
Well, there's something funny someplace.
Maybe Hank Fenner's right. We should look into it a little more.
Gentlemen, I've got to have an answer at once. I'm running out of range grass. It's a case of start and build a bridge at once or forget it. I've got to sell cattle or shoot it.
I'm for chipping in right now. Here's what cash I've got with me. I'll get more when the bank opens in the morning.
Well, here, count on my cash. Here's mine. Yeah.
Me too.
I'll get mine when the bank opens.
Come on, Fenner. What about you?
Yeah. What about you, Hank?
Well, boys, I've always been governed by the rule of the majority.
That's the stuff, Hank.
If you all think that this is a thing to do, well, I'm with you.
Hurrah! That makes it unanimous.
A week after the meeting at Lem Ingram's ranch, a crew of men were at work on the heavy bridge across the canyon. Dan Reed and Tonto had been following the southern ridge of the canyon for some distance. As they came upon the construction work, they reined up to watch.
Move it.
Oh, boy. Whoa. They must be in a rush to get that bridge done. Look at all the men that are working there, Tonto.
And bridge here, plenty good thing.
I wonder if we could watch them work for a little while.
Maybe better we cut south. Lone Ranger going to meet us in camp tomorrow morning.
I suppose we'd better. He's talking to us, Tonto.
Hey, how'd you two like to earn some cash? We need more men on this bridge.
Oh, golly.
Well, you've got plenty fella there now. Why you need more?
Well, Mr. Gannon wants it done as soon as possible. We can use all the help we can get.
Well, we ride south. Not got time to work here.
Yeah? Suit yourself. Coming back this way?
We don't know for sure.
Maybe we come back.
Well, sir, now you won't find a shorter cut to the north than the Gannon Bridge. You might spread the word through the cattle country.
All right, we will.
Just tell everyone you see that the bridge will be open and ready for business in another week's time.
You say business?
Well, sure. Gannon ain't putting it up for the fun of it. It'll save a lot of time on the cattle trail to the north. Man could well afford to pay a good toll. Considerable sum of money to get across.
Oh.
We'll tell the people we see about it.
We go now. Come, Dan.
Right. Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh. The following morning, Dan and Tonto joined the Lone Ranger in camp and told about the Gannon Bridge.
It was slick the way the engineers went at it. I'd have liked to watch them longer.
Well, we see engineer work some other time, Dan. We start south now to meet friends.
Just a minute, Tonto. Did you say there was to be a charge for the use of Gannon's Bridge?
Golly, that's the way I understood the man.
That's right. But the cattlemen around here paid for the bridge.
They did?
Yes, they pooled their cash and turned it over to Gannon. They plan to take their cattle north. In fact, one of the biggest roundups this part of Texas has ever seen is underway right now.
Well, they couldn't find a short route.
They certainly don't expect to pay a toll to cross the bridge. I wonder if you're right.
Do you want me to ride back and find out? I'd be glad to. It's not too far. I could be there by evening and back here by morning.
No, Dan. I have another plan.
Yes, sir.
We were supposed to meet Don Alfredo in Rockville.
This evening, wasn't it?
Yes, Dan. I want you and Tonto to meet him there.
Are you going to Gannon's Bridge?
Yes.
What we tell Don Alfredo?
Stay in Rockville with him. I'll join you there as soon as possible.
We tell him.
He'll have a lot to tell. Then you'll be interested in some of his stories of Mexico.
Golly, I sure will be.
If Gannon is on the level, I'll probably meet you sometime tomorrow morning. If he isn't, I'll be delayed a little longer.
And what you do?
If Gannon's planning to charge those cattlemen to cross the bridge they paid for, they'll have to know about it.
Here, Silver.
I'll saddle up for you.
You better get a little rest, Dan. You've a long ride ahead.
The afternoon was well advanced when Gannon rode up to the canyon and dismounted beside his foreman to inspect the bridge.
Well, they've made a lot of headway today, Gannon.
Yes, I see they have.
Of course, the fact that there was a footbridge helped a lot in lugging stuff from one side to the other.
They'll finish on time.
Sure they will. I ain't worried about it now.
We better start signing up some extra men.
You mean hardware men? Gunslingers?
Yeah. I think we'll need them.
Hey, boss.
Well?
Turn around and take a look at the rider of that white horse that's coming this way.
Is that a mask on his face?
If it ain't, I'm loco.
It is a mask. Got your gun ready?
Sure. I'm ready.
That's near enough, mister. Put your gun away. You won't need it.
I'll keep it in hand till we know each other.
Big fella.
And we'll improve the acquaintance right away. Which of you is Gannon?
That's my name. What's the mask for?
We're not well enough acquainted to be personal. There'll be a lot of cattle here in a few days, Gannon.
That's no news to me.
Do you expect trouble when you try to collect toll?
I've had trouble before and met it. Why?
Are you hiring men?
Men that can handle guns, yes. Looking for work?
I might know several people who would like to earn a few dollars.
I'm paying $5 a day in cartridges.
That isn't much.
There won't be much to the job. The law is on our side.
That makes a difference.
I've already spoken to the sheriff, and he'll make you a special deputy. Sign up now?
Mask and all.
But I don't know as the sheriff will take you with a mask on.
And I don't think I'd be interested. If I meet anyone who is, I'll tell them.
Steady, Silver. Wait a minute. You'd better dismount again.
Why?
Where are you going from here? North or south?
I'm riding south. Why?
Sorry, stranger, but we'll have to discuss that point. I don't hanker to have you go and tell the cattlemen too much.
There's no room for discussion, Gannon.
Oh, yes, there is. That's the boss talking. Now get off that horse and unbuckle your gun belt.
Gannon's not my boss.
His shooting iron gives him authority. Dismount and unbuckle.
Then you can unmask.
Very well. I'll dismount.
Steady, big fella.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger learned that Gannon intended to charge a toll for every longhorn that crossed his bridge in spite of the fact that the cattleman who owned those longhorns had paid for it. Gannon and his foreman, Jake, didn't propose to let the masked man carry that news to the ranchers.
Now do what Mr. Gannon said. Unbuckle that gun belt.
Miss, what would you do if I refused?
Let daylight through you.
With all the men working on the bridge over there as witnesses?
Stranger, you forget that you're masked. A masked man is generally looked on as a crook. And the shooting of a crook isn't questioned very far.
Shoot me, huh? Why? To keep me from telling the cattlemen they'll have to pay to use that bridge?
You don't be quick about taking the gun belt off. You'll darn soon find out.
I've already found out all I want to know. Now, holster your gun and I'll leave.
Holster it? Of all the nerve when I got the drop on you.
I don't want to hurt you.
Why, of all the... Kick!
Oh!
I'll show you.
Oh!
Sorry, steady, big fella. One, Silver.
Boss, he winged me. My shoulder.
He smashed my gun. Look at it.
He ain't human. I swear there wasn't a gun in his hand.
I'll meet him again. And when I do, there won't be no talk. I'll get him if it's the last thing I do.
Jack Ingram and his father were but two of the many ranchers who were covered with sweat and dust, but happy in the action of a roundup. It was the first time in years, and old Lem was bubbling over with enthusiasm.
Oh, there. Oh, there. How's it going, Jack? Oh, cracky in a crate.
Hey, Dad. That isn't one of the herders. Look, he's masked.
I'm looking for the owner of those longhorns.
We own some of them. What about it? Who are you?
Are you driving them across Tom Gannon's bridge?
You bet we are. There'll be men enough to meet any gang that has ideas of interfering with us, savvy?
Did you help pay for that bridge?
Yes, why?
Gannon plans to charge you for the use of his bridge.
What's that?
A toll for every head of cattle.
Why, that dirty double dealing...
You can't do that. We gave money to build the bridge.
Planning to do it? You'd better check up.
I don't believe it.
Right. Suit yourself.
Come on, Silver.
I knew he was up to something. They ordered.
Well, Gannon wouldn't do a thing like that, Jack. Ain't going to believe what that masked man said.
I'll check with the other ranchers and see what they think about it. It's a fine thing if we drive all those longhorns to the canyon and they couldn't get across. Well, we'd be stuck, Dad. Well, Joe's over there. We see what he thinks. Come on, boy. Ho, ho! Joe. Joe, we've had word that Gannon plans to charge us for crossing the bridge.
Oh, forget it, Jack. Gannon wouldn't do a thing like that.
Jack and one other rancher were the only ones with any misgivings about the trip. The rest of the men, including Jack's father, believed only what they wanted to believe. That Gannon had made the deal in good faith.
All right, boys, let's get going.
The big drive started at daybreak.
Here's for the Arthur Kingdom Come.
Wing riders, keep the herd close back.
Meet you noon at the chuck wagon.
Come on, boys, get in.
Slowly at first, but with gathering speed, the thousands of longhorns started north. The Point and Wing riders knew their business in spite of the lack of action through the war years. And the big drive moved with surprising speed. By nightfall, optimism was high. The ranchers calculated they would reach Gannon's bridge the following afternoon. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger had ridden to Rockville and joined Dan and Tonto and the gentleman from Mexico, Don Alfredo.
I'm sorry for the delay, Don Alfredo.
But you could not help it. I have time without limit. And I enjoyed visiting with your friends.
Senor Alfredo had some mighty interesting stories about Mexico.
And your friend Tonto about the Indians in Texas.
Good.
But tell me, amigo, is the trouble settled?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm afraid the real trouble is about to start.
Oh, how is that?
Well, the cattlemen have justice on their side. They have every right to cross the bridge without payment of toll. But Gannon is within his legal rights. The law is on his side.
That is a situation to breed trouble.
Yes, I know it.
Senor... You were to help me to meet your governor so I could negotiate with him. For that, there is no hurry. You wish to go to Gannon's Bridge.
The cattle will arrive at the bridge tomorrow afternoon.
Perhaps there is some way I could be of help.
I don't know. The ranchers can't afford to pay toll. They can't turn back.
Then Senor Gannon must let them cross without payment.
He's hiring gunmen to help the sheriff. The sheriff has to act according to law. Don Alfredo, perhaps you can help.
In the late afternoon of the following day, Lem, Hank Fenner, and Lem's son Jack reached Gannon's Bridge. Gannon was there to meet them, flanked by two men holding rifles.
Oh, there. Hey, Gannon, here we are, right on schedule.
Glad to see you, Ingram.
Oh, look at the longhorns. They're pretty sight. We figure on crossing as many as we can before dark.
That's all right with me. How many head?
Gosh, we can't see exactly.
Why do you ask that, Gannon?
Well, I've got tally sheets here. We'll count them as they cross.
Why?
The toll is 2 bits ahead.
What's that? What toll? What do you mean?
You didn't expect to cross free, did you?
We sure did expect to cross free.
2 bits ahead? Why, that's robbery.
I'll take it in cash or cattle. I'll allow $1.50 for each longhorn.
Gannon, you took our money to build this bridge. You said you had cattle of your own you wanted to move north.
Sure I have. It's in the East Range. And I'll move it after yours is gone.
The understanding was that we could use the bridge.
So you can. But I didn't say you could use it free.
Yeah, you can't do this.
The sheriff says I'm within my legal rights. All those men on the north bank and these alongside of me have sworn in as deputy sheriffs.
All the double-crossing sneaky
tricks. You should have listened to that masked man.
I knew this maverick was up to something.
Cross or turn back. Whichever you want.
We can't turn back now. You can't whip a herd the size of that one around.
Well, your stock is on my land eating pasture. You can't keep it there.
Gannon, we're crossing that bridge.
I've got a lot of guns here, Ingram. Try to force a crossing and see what happens.
Hank, Jack, what can we do? He can't pay what he wants. We can't turn him back.
There's only one thing to do. Deal with him like he deserves.
Just draw a gun and my men will open fire.
Hey, boss. Gannon.
What?
There's some chance to speak to him.
Keep an eye on these gents, boys. If they want to start anything, finish it.
On the north side of the canyon, four riders dressed in the colorful clothing of Mexican ranchers awaited Tom Gannon. The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan were in disguise, wearing clothing similar to that of Don Alfredo.
Did you gents want to see me?
Senor Gannon, I am Don Alfredo of Mexico.
Oh, sure enough. I've heard about you. I guess you're just about the biggest rancher there is south of the border.
This is my friend who will speak for me.
Gannon, we are pleased to find that you have so many head of cattle.
Yes?
Riding over the country south of here today, we saw very little cattle. Most of it wild.
Do you figure on buying cattle?
Oh, a deal might be made if the price was right.
Oh, I didn't know there was a shortage of cattle south of the border.
Senor, that war which caused your surplus was not in Mexico.
That's right.
How about taking cattle over the border?
Arrangements would have to be made. That would be done if we came to terms.
Well, how much do you figure to pay?
Well, in normal times, a good longhorn should bring upwards of $50. If one buys 1,000 or so.
But, of course, you have such a surplus.
Oh, please excuse me while I speak to my foreman.
Of course.
Come over here a minute, Jake.
Jake, if it wasn't for those ranchers and their stock, we could unload all of our own cattle.
Well, sure we could, and at a fine top price. You heard what they said.
Yeah, but if they talk to Ingram and Fenner and the others, they'll be able to buy it about $2 a head.
Yeah, they ain't talked to none of them yet. They crossed the canyon east of here. You know that place where a sure-footed horse can get down and up.
Jake, take those four in tow. Take them to my house and entertain them. They'll spend the night with us, and then we'll talk terms in the morning.
Yeah, but what about...
Meanwhile, I'll get rid of all the cattle that ain't mine. Now, go ahead. See that they don't savvy what's going on.
Right.
Senor, the boss would like to have you go to his house for some refreshments before we talk business.
Well, look here, Gannon. You and the others went...
Ingram, how long will it take to get all that livestock across the bridge?
Well, it takes a good 4 hours for the herd to pass a given point.
All right, bring them across.
What?
For how much?
Nothing. You've got to have them off my land by daybreak. If you can do that, you can move them.
We'll do it.
Hold on. What's back of this sudden change of heart, Gannon? What did those Mexicans want of you?
That's my business. You want to move your stock, don't you?
Come on, Jack. Come on, Hank. Let's move before he changes his mind again. Get up there.
Get up.
Come on,
Cullis.
We're setting trouble.
Look.
Soon the longhorns were thundering over the bridge. From then on, for several hours, the rumble could be heard for the guests in Gannon's house. Gannon proved to be a pleasant host and kept the four in fancy clothes amused by his countless stories. But through it all, the Lone Ranger listened carefully. When he no longer heard the rumble of hoofs, he excused himself and went outside the house. Then, after another half hour, Don Alfredo said...
Well, perhaps it is time for us to retire.
Well, suit yourself, senor. I'll have you shown to your rooms.
Muy bien.
There's no need to stay overnight.
Mask, say, where did you come from? Who?
Does that matter?
Hey, boss. Last of the Longhorns is...
Hey, what's this?
Don't forget the last time you held a gun on me, Jake.
You! Now, you see here, the sheriff is nearby.
Don Alfredo, your horse is ready. So are the horses of your friends.
Bueno.
We leave here now.
But hold on. You said you wanted to buy cattle.
Senor, perhaps you misunderstand. I say the price must be right. You have so many head that we think...
Most of the cattle belong to other people, Don Alfredo. It has been moved north.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got over 1,000 head. I'll make the price right.
$2 a head?
Those ranchers moved north because of that price.
That, then, is the place for you to go, if you want a higher price.
Where's that other man? Don Alfredo, where's the man that was with you?
I'm so sorry. I think you see no more of him. Adios, senor. It has been a pleasant evening.
Adios, senor.
Now, hold on, wait. You said $50. You led me to think...
No use, Gannon.
Jake, stop him. Bring him back. We can make a deal.
I wouldn't try to stop anyone, Jake.
No, Jake.
Yeah, that masked man, he steered Alfredo here. He schemed the whole thing.
I knew those other ranchers would undersell me if Alfredo got to them. I had to get them out of the way so as I could make a deal with Alfredo.
Yeah, sure. So you rushed them over the bridge, figuring you'd get more out of selling the cattle than you would out of the toll. Now we're stuck.
Oh, that confounded masked man. He knew just what I'd do.
Well, now we better herd the cattle and run it north along with the others.
Jake, we can't even do that. I didn't want Alfredo to buy from someone north of here and take the cattle south, and now we can't take our stock north. We're stuck. I had the bridge cut down.
I'll fill it. Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.